Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, August 19th. From a press release, at approximately 11:48 a.m. on Sunday, officers of the Delta Police Department received a request from the Delta Dispatch to respond to a residence in the 40 Heinz Mobile Home Park on a report of a suspicious person possibly breaking into cars. Officers responded and contacted a 33-year-old Caucasian male in the area. The male subject became combative with the two officers on scene, and a fight ensued. During the struggle, the male subject became non-responsive, and officers determined he had lost consciousness. Life-saving measures were taken, and the Delta County Ambulance District responded. The subject was revived and transported to Delta County Memorial Hospital, where it was determined he would be immediately transferred to St. Mary's Medical Center in Grand Junction for further treatment. This incident is under investigation. No further information is currently available. The names of the male and the officers involved are being withheld for investigative reasons. On June 29th, the Bureau of Land Management released its final draft resource management plan for the Uncompahgre Field Office, encompassing nearly 900,000 acres of public lands across six Colorado counties. The Colorado Department of Natural Resources has since submitted a formal letter of protest, claiming that the draft plan does not adequately balance wildlife protection with energy extraction. According to Ken Raitt, Project Director for Pew Charitable Trusts, this plan is one of six released in the past 5 months that demonstrate a disturbing trend in public lands administration. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KDNK's Raleigh Burley has this interview.
The BLM has released six draft management plans across different states, including Alaska, Colorado, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. And in these, what we're finding is that the Bureau of Land Management is essentially proposing to eliminate most conservation that has existed in these planning areas previously, and is proposing almost no conservation going forward. And so basically, the Bureau of Land Management is in the process of turning public land management over to development with very little regard for conservation. And that includes protecting areas that are important for recreation, for wildlife habitat, and other values that the public really thinks are important in the public lands.
And in the article, you state that the lack of balance is unprecedented, and that there is another half a dozen draft plans to come probably in the next few months.
It is very much unprecedented. The BLM got its Organic Act when Congress passed the Federal Lands Policy and Management Act in 1976. And basically that act, which is also called FLTMA, mandated that the agency manage public lands for multiple use and sustain yield. And it mandated that the agency go through a planning process about every 20 to 25 years to make sure that the lands are being managed in a way that is reflective of the public interest in these lands. One of the provisions of FLTMA is something called Areas of Critical Environmental Concern. FLTMA directed BLM to make the identification and designation of areas of critical environmental concern a priority in its planning processes. The reason why what we're seeing now is unprecedented is because the Bureau of Land Management is essentially sanitizing the plans of areas of critical environmental concern that have existed for a couple decades to this time. Interestingly, the presidential administration that designated the most ACECs on public lands was the Bush 2 administration, but all presidential administrations have created significant acreages of areas of critical environmental concern. Now, what we're seeing is that BLM is starting to sanitize the plans of these protections that are important for a variety of public land values, including historical values, archaeological resources, important wildlife habitat.
You say that proposed 94% elimination of ACECs that were previously established in what we're seeing now in these draft plans?
Yeah, that is correct. And these six plans cover about 20 million acres. And in those 20 million acres, about 10% of the land, or about 2 million acres, has been set aside in prior plans as areas of critical environmental concern. This administration is proposing to wipe out 94% of those areas of critical environmental concern, or more than 1.9 million of the 2 million acres.
As the Trump administration attempts to roll back clean car standards and take away states' authority to adopt stronger protections, Colorado made a move in the opposite direction last week. From the Colorado News Connection, Eric Galatis has the story.
Colorado has joined 10 other states that have adopted an official zero-emission standard for vehicles, a move Governor Jared Polis says will lead to cleaner energy and healthier air. The move comes as the Trump administration is working to restrict states' rights to adopt protections stronger than federal standards under the Clean Air Act. Shannon Baker-Brandstetter with Consumer Reports says the new rule means Coloradans will have a lot more choice in electric vehicles.
It also provides the state and businesses the certainty they need to invest in electric vehicle infrastructure. And battery prices are dropping rapidly, and the economies of scale that this program provides will help EV prices drop even further.
The plan imposes a mandate on automakers that at least 5% of its fleet sold by 2023 be zero-emission vehicles. Some critics argued that consumers in Colorado don't want today's electric sedans, they want SUVs. Dealerships also oppose the measure in part because electric vehicles require less maintenance and a higher percentage of EV sales could force them to change their business model. Baker Brandstetter notes a couple of electric SUVs are already on the market and more are coming. She says most consumers haven't even seen electric vehicles advertised or at dealerships, and 85% of Colorado car buyers don't know about tax credits that can reduce the price of an electric vehicle by thousands of dollars.
And so if there were better education about how consumers can save money on fuel and maintenance costs, as well as the state and federal incentives, that would also help increase EV sales.
A recent study of 50 major cities found that zero-emission drivers can save an average of $770 a year because of lower maintenance costs and paying as little as 68 cents for the equivalent of a gallon of gasoline. After the rule was adopted Friday, the director of the Colorado Public Health and Environment's Air Pollution Control Division told the Denver Post that since the federal government refuses to act on air quality, it's up to states to take the lead. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, August 19th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.